Armando Vargas remembers the moment COVID-19 hit the Rio Grande Detention Center earlier this year.
People started getting sick. They couldn't move. They were just laying down. So they got medical attention and they took them out, put them in quarantine. After a few weeks, they started taking out more people and more people and more people.
Then, about a month ago, he says they moved him into a dorm where detainees had been sick. That's why he fears he's been exposed to COVID-19.
And me personally, I saw a guy laying down there for, laying down there for 4 days. He couldn't move, he couldn't even go to the restroom or anything.
In mid-July, Laredo officials placed the detention center under quarantine. This came after one discharged detainee died from the virus and multiple workers and detainees tested positive for COVID-19. The Webb County Detention Center was placed under quarantine a week later. Under the quarantine orders, detainees cannot be discharged, transferred, or admitted unless approved by Laredo's health department. The centers are required to provide testing to all employees and detainees. But Vargas says that's not the case.
Man, the nurse started telling us, they're like, we could have it already, but we cannot show any symptoms. So we told the nurse, like, what do you mean we could have it already? We can't show any symptoms. Can we get tested? They're like, no, you can't get no test.
TPR heard from a dozen detainees at the Rio Grande facility and their relatives. Many said detainees have been denied tests and that they have to reuse face masks. Leopoldo Serna said he asked staff for a test because he had soreness and headaches.
But she's like, the only thing we're focusing right now is difficulty breathing.
GEO Group, which operates the federal detention center, called the allegations baseless. In a statement, the company said it provides face masks to detainees at least 3 times per week. Laredo Health Authority Dr. Victor Treviño said they are working with the centers to order more than 1,000 testing kits and to identify all sick employees and detainees.
I am very familiar with the challenges of these types of detention centers, and frankly, a lot of them were not built to meet these real challenges associated with COVID-19. That is why we're seeing these clusters and outbreaks. A testing program is absolutely necessary to contain the spread.
So far, at least 32 detainees and 20 employees at the Rio Grande facility have tested positive. Leopoldo Serna, the detainee we just heard from, is relieved to have been released by a judge with approval from Laredo's health department this week. But he's worried about those who remain at the Rio Grande Detention Center.
There's other people that should deserve the same, you know, fate that I have right now, that I'm out here with my family, you know, that I'm not being exposed to something like this, you know, that's taking lives, because it's actually taking lives.
Armando Vargas, the first detainee we spoke with, is growing frustrated.
And I don't know whenever I'm getting out, because I don't have a court date, I don't have anything. Like, I'm not here for killing anybody or robbing a bank or nothing major. I'm just here for a simple violation that I didn't report to my probation officer. So why am I being here risking my life whenever there's a bunch of people sick in here?
Families say the detainee should be released on bond, moved to a halfway house, or kept under house arrest. In the meantime, officials say the quarantine at the Rio Grande Detention Center can't be lifted until all sick employees and detainees are separated, something they haven't yet figured out how to do. I'm Maria Mendez in Laredo.